Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say, wonderful things for us all. He cares about us in every way there is. And the Lord is doing great things, amazing things. And people don't know it, but it's on our behalf. And those that love God, and those who are pure in their heart, they will understand God. They will see God. They will understand Him. Very few people understand. Many people in a covenant, even the kingdom of God. But very few people understand. Seeking the Lord and getting to know Him is the key. Taking Him at His word. Those that know their God will be strong and do exploits. They won't just get by. They won't just survive. They won't just thrive. They'll do great works and conquer even though they're under attack. Exploits. Light exploits darkness. It expels it. When you see what light does to darkness, it gets rid of it. It exposes everything that was in the dark for what it is. It destroys hiding places. It brings things out to the open. And when people live the life of God, they do the same thing. Everybody that loves God and everybody that follows God, they do what He does. They become an extension of what's in His heart. They become an extension of Him. But once people start loving the world, everything changes. Their path changes. Their advice changes. Their persuasion changes. Everything changes. And then there's a future attached to the change, the changing way. And the Lord detects it. He knows when it's forming. And when if something's forming that's going to be a problem, the Lord, while you're still in Him, he'll let you know so that you can do something about the problem. Now, God loves us. He will never do us wrong. And the church at Ephesus, he exposed to them the problem. The one he talked about, he knew their works. And he told them to go back to their first love. It's important. Loving God, being pure in our hearts, it helps us to know Him. See, sometimes people think that the calling or what God called them to do, what they've done in the past, operating by great faith. All those things astonish men. But a calling in and of itself won't do the job. It's the people that love God, and are pure in their heart, they are the fastest to understand what God is doing. They receive the knowledge of His light. They receive light. And they receive His word, which is light. And they act, because they love God, they act on it. And every act of God, everything that God does and ordains, Satan tries to attack it. And some people don't withstand all of his attacks and fiery darts. But those that love God, they always do. Even if they fail somewhere, they bounce back. Because they have a strong love for God. See, coming to life is loving God. When the light is exposed, some people put their forearm over their eyes and look away. They know it's good, but they're not comfortable. And they look away. And some people embrace the light and receive more. And that's what we're talking about. Embracing the light that God provides. And to those that do, you know the mighty works I'm talking about. He's doing great things on our behalf. And He's helping people that can't help themselves, giving them light. And then they can make a choice and they'll come out of the world system. People don't know that they're already judged. See, the Lord, in the beginning, He said, "Let there be light." He didn't say let there be darkness. He said let there be light, and there was light, and the light was good. God saw the light that it was good. And he divided the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. This was not just a picture of the world, of the earth. This was not just, he wasn't just talking about light. He was talking about his word, his will, his perfection, his honor. When he said, let there be light. And then he divided the truth of God's word from the lies of darkness. The life of God from death, hell, and the grave. He made a difference, a distinction. So all who believe on Jesus Christ, to them Jesus said, you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. You are. Because you believed on Jesus and his blood washed away your sin. You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You're preserving it. Just by loving God, acts of kindness, acts of mercy, honorable living, wisdom, overcoming foolishness. You are the light. Choosing what's right. Living according to integrity. You are the light. And then when you take time and study his word, you're receiving more understanding, more knowledge, more grace. See, the word of God is a gift, a grace to us. You're receiving more of the grace of God every time you study his word, every time. Every time you receive it in your heart. It's something that the Holy Spirit can use, and there's a greater future attached to living by the word of God. Every time you make biblical choices, you're making life choices. A healing takes place in you, and you encourage healing in others, and people grow from glory to glory, and they live beyond the rudiments of this world, the way people measure in this world, and they go forward and not backwards. Now watch this. Those that seek him and to know him, as they receive God's word, they become dividers. They expose what's right, and they expose the darkness for the lie that it is. And what happens then? People take sides. They take sides for the light or against it. No man ever gets in the middle. See, the Laodicean church did. They could go either way. They did the works of God, and they started loving the world. And they became lukewarm. And the Lord said, if you don't repent, I will spit you out of my mouth. Now, that's a reference. God don't eat people. But the reference is this. They became distasteful. Just like if you eat something that tastes bitter, you want to spit it all out of your mouth. You want it gone now. That's what God is saying. Because you embrace darkness, you become corrupt, and I want you gone now. I will spit you out of my mouth unless you repent. But God loves us so much, and people who are lukewarm are so bitter tasting, he give them a space of time to repent. Now they had already become lukewarm, and the Lord was warning them. So even with that, he gave them a space of time to repent. And he told them what the problem was and how to fix it. If they didn't fix it, they would be spit out. And God did spit out the people that are bitter. Because this is the age of the lukewarm church. And he's about to come back, take his people out of here. And he's going to bless those that love him, that are not corrupt with this world. And he's going to reject those that love the world. They become distasteful. They wouldn't repent. They wouldn't listen to the Holy Spirit. They wouldn't undo what was done. They kept playing with the world, and it got worse. So the Lord had to spit them out. And when that happens, that's not good for them, because they won't have a mind to come back. He gave them over to their own way, just like the first generation. Gave them over to a reprobate mind. And people that love this world, they become hardened in their heart. But those who appear in their heart, the Lord can use them. He can move in their lives. They will embrace darkness. Now, never trust lies. The Lord said all liars will be. Every time you're choosing to lie and deceive, it's taken away. That's choosing worldly ways. One thing I learned from the Lord as I went in His presence and learned how He do things, and perfect love casts out fear. When people don't know that, when they don't do what they're supposed to, and try to hide it and push them in the corner, they lie. That's not good. Never trust to deceive someone. Never trust to lie to someone. Do what's right. Now, sometimes we make promises and we really try to keep them, but then things happen and we can't always do what we are desired to do. But better than promising something definite, let people know my intentions are to do this or that. If all things being equal, I will have it ready by such and such a time. If I can't, I will let you know. It's not good to say you'll do something and then change your mind and forget about it. If you give your word, keep it. If you have a problem keeping your word, don't give it. No matter what happens, just don't give your word. Let them know you're working on it and I'm trying to get this done, but I got to do, let them know. Because we're not in a perfect position to promise people anything. Even when the Lord said that, when He talked about people who said they're going to go to a city, build a business, and become wealthy, He said, it's better to say, if it's the Lord's will, I will do this or that. Because we don't hold all the cards. We can't control everything. Now, sometimes I have given my word. I said it, I meant it, and I backed it up. And sometimes I say, I wish I didn't give my word, because it put me in a strain. I have to call people in and let them know what happened. And it's important to do that. I told the guy I was going to have his engine ready, and I got ready to rebuild it, and the block was no good. I had to call him and let him know, hey, the block's no good. I got to find you another motor. It's going to be another week or two. Though people can understand. You don't have to feel like you can't tell the truth. But God loves His people, and He's truthful. He cares about us, and He has things to say, things to do. The enemy try to hide our weaknesses. Weaknesses, hurts, and fears. You got to deal with them. That's how he enters our lives. That's how he gets things over on people. Through their weaknesses, through what hurt them in the past. And if you want to destroy all hurts, receive God's love. And then forgive people that did you wrong. You can forgive first if that's what you have to do. And then, but receive the health and strength of God's word. It takes revelation sometimes to walk in the light of God's word. But when you do, it's working. It's working. If you forgive in His name, it's working. It sets you free. People will do you wrong. People will hurt you. People will make the wrong choices. And it can offend you. It can be a bothersome problem. But don't give up. Love them anyway. And the best way to do that is receive strength from the Lord to love people. Because it's not always easy and convenient to walk in love, but it's necessary. God loves us, so we should love others. It's important. God loves us and cares about us. And he has so much to say. But those who are pure in their heart, they revere him. They see, they learn his word. They learn to do things the way they should do it. And they go forward and not backwards. Everybody that loves God and keep his commandments, they learn things that they normally couldn't learn. And then they're able to do things that they normally couldn't do. But those who know their God, they will be strong and do exploits. They will learn. They will succeed. They will make change. When others can't change things, they will. They will be a blessing. They will seek the Lord. They will be able to do the greater works. And the Lord will help them in all of their every efforts. The Lord loves us. And great things are happening in the lives of those who take the Lord at his word. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.